Let true-hearted Protestants with me rejoice, and set forth our mirth in a laudable voice. Since popery out of this nation we clear, and have none but honest true Protestants here. And therefore the Prince calls a free parliament, in order to crown this great land with content, and heal all the breaches that long has been made. Then we may hope for a flourishing trade. The papist has been a sad stitch in our side, but now we will down with their insolent pride. And then we shall see a most rare golden age, when we of all Jesuits have cleared the stage. For they have such turbulent spirits, we know, that nothing pleased them but the land's overthrow. They're catched in the snare which for others they laid, and now we may hope for a flourishing trade. We see that the lords and nobility, likewise the gentry of every degree, in one joint consent they resolved to stand, to preserve the church and the laws of the land, which some evil persons did strive to run down, all places of trust, both in city and town. The papishes served in our laws to invade, and that was the absolute ruin of trade. Before this great prince came our rights to maintain, alas, we had reason enough to complain. The Romans were coming to that height of pride, that who would not turn at a stake must have died. Nay, bridles and gridirons, as some people say, they then had provided our lives to betray. But now they're confounded and left in the lurch, and heaven preserve the true Protestant church. Some turbulent spirits were never at rest, but still they endeavor to take of the test. How often together their fardels was laid, to break all the laws which wise parliaments made. And papers was printed the land to convince, but then at the last comes a Protestant prince. And straightways their glory did blast and decay, and some they were forced to scour away. I likewise remembered a person of late, who bore a great sway then in matters of state. He hung up poor ignorant men in the West, and therefore I reckon amongst all the rest. He must give account here for every offence, before he will ever have leave to go hence. And as for brave Monmouth, I say he is dead, but others is come now to look for his head. How many poor men in the West lost their lives, and left their poor fatherless children and wives. No manner of pity, alas, did they show, but did what they could to prove their overthrow. That sharp bloody scene will not soon be forgot. It was a mere papist and Jesuit plot, and valiant brave Monmouth, I say, he is dead, but others is come. come now to look for his head. As soon as brave Monmouth was put to the rout, the bald-pated friars, they were so devout, that they sung their masses, an old antique song, with crossing and telling their beads or ding-dong. But now they will sing in a contrary tone, when under old Tyburn they make their sad moan. To think of that soldier whose breeches was red, and some comes to London to look for his head. Let us but consider the Jesuit breed, you'll find there far better to hang than to feed, and therefore at present some must lie in jail. We won't take St. Patrick to be their bail, and therefore they now must submit to hard fate, for triumphing over brave Monmouth of late, who some say is living and others is dead, so some's come to London to look for his head.